You're listening to the Dermatology Podcast, the podcast of the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Christopher Horskamp.
And I'm Cecilia Mitvar.
And we are your hosts.
Every month, the JADV chooses and highlights four articles in a section called Editor's Picks. Today, we explore the Editor's Picks for October 2020.
Diverging International Oral Isotretinoin Guidelines. In the article, Comparison of Guidelines and Consensus Articles on the Management of Patients with Acne with Oral Isotretinoin, Dizignotti and co-authors compared current European, French, American, and Canadian guidelines and consensus articles on oral isotretinoin treatment for acne vulgaris and considered 10 important questions arising in clinical practice. There were numerous inconsistently addressed questions in guidelines. These include age indication, recommendation for a cumulative dose, recommended daily dose, with doses varying from 0.3 to 1 mg per kilogram, timing of procedures, whether there is association between isotretinoin and inflammatory bowel diseases, and recommendations for acne flare prevention and appropriate laboratory monitoring. A major limitation is the application of classification systems for acne across guidelines, which means that even the indication for isotretinoin diverges. The differences in recommendations for acne treatment with isotretinoin, as well as limitations in the methodological quality of existing studies, underline that the guideline development needs to be standardized, and evaluating available evidence in order to offer the best patient care must be improved.
Predicting response to immunotherapy. Anti-PD-1 immunotherapy is increasingly used in the treatment of metastatic melanoma. However, choosing when to discontinue treatment remains challenging for clinicians and may even be associated with a high risk of relapse. Moreover, using conventional computerized tomography CT scan response criteria to assess tumor response to immunotherapy has its limitations. Fluorodeoxyglucose FDG positron emission tomography PET imaging may play an important role in deciding when to stop treatment, as explored by Mesnard and his co-authors in their article entitled Predictive Value of FDG PET Imaging for Relapse in Metastatic Melanoma Patients Treated with Immunotherapy. In a retrospective study of 26 patients with metastatic melanoma treated with anti-PD-1 immunotherapy and considered to be in complete remission, patients underwent CT and FDG PET imaging within 2 months of treatment discontinuation. The authors found that residual FDG avidity, RFA, evaluated on the FDG PET scan was significantly associated with relapse. Their results suggest a higher sensitivity of the FDG PET scan compared to that of CT scan in differentiating a residual tumor from a complete response, meaning that it could be a predictive tool of response to immunotherapy.
Discovering genetics behind familial hidradenitis suppurativa. The genetics behind the hereditary form of hidradenitis suppurativa, a chronic inflammatory skin disease characterized by painful inflammatory nodules affecting inverse body areas such as the auxiliary, inguinal, and anogenital regions, needs to be further elucidated. It is of note that a family history is reported in up to 40% of patients with hidradenitis suppurativa. Vosin and co-authors performed a whole genome sequencing study. And in this issue of the JEDV, they report a novel nicastrine mutation for the first time in a three-generation Dutch family with hidradenitis suppurativa. They used the microarray dataset of the Immunological Genome Project for thorough dissection of the expression and function of wild-type nicastrine in the immune system. Men were predominantly affected, and lesions were found on non-flexural and atypical locations, consistent with the follicular phenotype and gamma secretase mutations. The immunobiological functions of nicastrine and its co-expressed genes ARNT and PPARD link genetics to the most common environmental and metabolic HS risk factors, smoking and obesity. Further study of gene sequencing and the familial phenotype may shed light on the pathophysiology of both common and familial hidradenitis suppurativa.
The subject of hidradenitis suppurativa is always an important one for dermatologists. This is a particularly difficult disease that not only has physiological effects, but also carries a heavy psychological burden for patients.
That's right. And at the recent EADV Virtual Congress, there were numerous sessions and individual talks on different aspects and treatment options of hidradenitis suppurativa. These talks, which were semi-live at the Congress, have now been saved as webinars online and are available until the 31st of January. So, with that, I think it's time for our last editor's pick.
Elusive pathophysiology behind uremic itch. End-stage renal disease-associated chronic itch, or uremic itch, commonly affects both patients with chronic kidney disease, up to 13%, and those treated with hemodialysis, 35%. Its pathophysiology has to date been unclear, which has complicated treatment choices and led to disappointing results. In their article entitled "Opioid Receptors Expression in the Skin of Hemodialysis Patients Suffering from Uremic Pruritus," Viatorek and co-authors studied changes of peripheral opioid system based on punch biopsies, comparing the skin of hemodialysis patients with and without uremic pruritus. They found a significantly lower degree of kappa opioid receptor expression in the skin of pruritic patients based on immunohistochemistry and a negative correlation with the pruritus intensity of the skin using a visual analog scale, indicating a possible role of opioid receptors in the modulation of uremic pruritus. Their results are similar to those in patients with atopic dermatitis and mice with psoriasis, suggesting a probable shared mechanism of pruritus. Nevertheless, further studies are necessary to establish the pathophysiology behind end-stage renal disease-associated chronic itch.
Thank you for joining us for the Editor's Picks for October 2020.
In the future, we will be publishing more Editor's Picks every month. This month was a busy one with the EADV Virtual Congress that took place from the 29th through 31st of October.
All of the talks, pre-recorded and semi-live sessions are still available on demand for those who registered and those who would like to still register to access the content. All content will be available until the 31st of January 2021. Just go to www.eadvvirtualcongress.org for more information.
Now to recap the editor's picks you heard today.
The first article was titled "Comparison of Guidelines and Consensus Articles on the Management of Patients with Acne with Oral Isotretinoin" by Designotti et al.
Our second article was "Predictive Value of FDG PET Imaging for Relapse in Metastatic Melanoma Patients Treated with Immunotherapy" by Mesnard et al.
The third article was titled "A Novel Nicostrin Mutation in a Three-Generation Dutch Family with Hidradenitis Suppurativa, a Search for Functional Significance" by Vossen et al.
Our fourth article was "Opioid Receptors Expression in the Skin of Hemodialysis Patients Suffering from Uremic Pruritus" by Viatorek et al.
Those were the editor's picks for October 2020.
Until the next time, take care of your skin.